我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, I thank you for the privilege of worship.
亲爱的主，我们为有这种敬拜你的权益来感谢。
Thank through grace you invite us into your presence.
因着你的恩典，你邀请我们到你的面前。
Study today about that you will help us to be aware of the joy of worshiping you.
当我们今天来学习有关敬拜的时候，让我们求你提醒我们敬拜的喜乐。
Service this morning.
在我们今天早晨的敬拜中，求你和我们同在。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣。
We're looking at worship and we're focusing on its role in our spiritual growth.
我们在看敬拜，然后我们关注的是他们在属灵成长上的这个功用。
So last week we looked at the role of scripture and preaching.
上个星期我们看的是就是讲道和圣经宣读的这个重要性，它的功用。
God uses scripture and preaching and worship to shape us.
神如何在敬拜中用经文的宣读和讲道来塑造我们？
Ezra, it says, read the scriptures to them and explained the sense of the scriptures.
就是上面讲到说，对他们宣读圣经，并且把经文中的意思解释给他们。
I told you last week, that's the goal of preaching.
我上次讲到那个就是讲道的这个目的。
To help us to understand God's word and then how it applies in our life.
就是帮助我们明白神的话，并且这是如何应用在我们的生活中。
And then we are shaped through that.
然后也在这个过程中我们被塑造，被
改变。I want to start this morning with looking at prayer.
今天早晨我们来看祷告。
And I'm focusing again on prayer in the worship service, not prayer in our personal lives.
我所关注的不是个人的生活中的祷告，而是在敬拜中的祷告。
Obviously, prayer in our personal lives is important, and we talked about that when we looked at spiritual formation earlier this year.
当然呢，这个祷告在我们个人生活中是很重要的，所以在我们学属灵塑造的时候，我们讲过。
But this morning, I'm wanting to focus on corporate prayer.
今天早晨我们要看的是公祷，就集体的祷告。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面
，Isaiah says, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all people."
然后以赛亚书里面就讲到说，我的殿被称为祷告的殿，是给万民来祷告的。
In the temple, you had a focus on the sacrifices, on the prayers.
在圣殿里面，他们的那个关注的焦点是献祭和祷告。
After the exile,
在他们被掳之后。
The temple is destroyed.
他们的圣殿被毁。
The Jewish people worship in synagogues.
犹太人就在会堂里敬拜。
And what we can find of their worship, it included two big aspects.
那在他们会堂里的敬拜包括两个重要的方面。
We saw last time it included scripture.
上次我们看到他们包括就是经文。
And that was done like Jesus did when it tells us in Luke that he went to the temple, to the synagogue.
这个他们是如何执行的呢？就像我们上次在路加福音里边讲到的，耶稣进到会堂里。
He read the scripture from Isaiah.
然后他就读以赛亚书里的经文。
And then he said some words to explain it.
然后他又说了一些话来解释这个经文，就像讲道似的。
The other part of worship in the synagogues was prayer.
会堂里的另外一个敬拜的部分就是祷告。
And it appears that much of that was drawn from the Psalms.
然后应该是看的很多他们的祷告是从诗篇里来的。
Praying the words of the Psalms.
就是他们在祷告诗篇里的那个词，那个经文。
I often hear people refer to the Psalms as the hymn book of the Bible.
当有人把这个诗篇称为是圣经里的赞美诗的时候，诗歌本的时候。
It is that, but even more, it was the prayer book of the Bible.
它是这个里边的赞美诗，但是更多的是里边圣经里的祷告的一本书。
It's where they took the words of scripture and made that the prayers in the synagogue.
他们是把圣经里的这个经文成为他们在会堂里的祷告。
In the New Testament, that pattern continues.
在新约里，这种模式继续下去。
So when Christians met together as a body,
所以当基督徒他们作为一个肢体就是聚集在一起的时候，
they drew prayers from the book of Psalms,
他们就开始从诗篇里边选一些来一起祷告。
They also prayed the Lord's Prayer.
他们也祷告主耶稣的教导的主导文。
Gradually, other prayers were added to the worship.
然后呢，逐渐呢，他们又加入了别的一些祷告。
Public prayer should be an important part of worship.
公祷应该是敬拜里的一个重要的部分。
We are praying in worship when we pray. We are praying as a body.
当我们在敬拜里边我们一起祷告的时候是作为一个整体作为一个身体来祷告。
And I think one of the places it plays an important part in our spiritual formation is this.
它之所以在我们的属灵的塑造中是一个很重要的部分的原因就在于。
It reminds us that our spiritual growth is growth as a body.
它提醒我们我们属灵上的成长是作为一个整个一个身体一起成长的。
We've talked about this in here before.
我们以前讲过
that Paul's picture of spiritual formation is never individualistic.
保罗的这个属灵的塑造从来都不是个人主义的，就是完全是你个人的。
Now, if through some circumstance you are isolated and have no other contact with believers, God is going to pour grace into your life to deal with that.
如果因为什么特别的情况你是跟别人都隔绝了作为没有信徒没有肢体的话那神也是会在你的生命中赐下恩典
But his pattern is
但是神的这个模式就是
that you grow as part of a body
你是作为一个肢体作为一个身体来成长的
read through Paul's letters
你就是去读保罗的书信
and he is constantly coming back to this theme
他是不断的回到这个主题
He does not talk about me and Jesus walking together to heaven.
他没有讲到说我和耶稣基督我们两个人就手挽着手我们一起进天堂。
It is Jesus,
是耶稣,
the body of Christ,
耶稣的身体,
and me.
还有我。
I am part of that body.
我是肢体的一部分。
And in Paul, he is very specific that it is part of a local body.
对保罗来讲这个肢体就是很具体的就是一个地方教会
In other words, not just this generic Well, yes, I'm a baptized believer So I'm part of the universal church
不是一个好像就是这个就是这个一般性的说哦，我已经受洗了我是这个普世教会的一部分
But when Paul talks about the church
当保罗谈到教会的时候
It isI am a baptized believer.
是我一个受洗的信徒。
And I am part of this church at Palm Beach Chinese Chapel.
我是这个教会的一员。
And that is part of my spiritual growth.
那是我属灵成长的一部分。
Here's how much this matters to Paul.
这对保罗有多重要呢？
I think if I had been Paul,
如果我是保罗的话
no, obviously, that different. obviously if I'd been Paul I would have done what Paul did
如果我是保罗的话我会去做保罗做的
if I had been in Paul's circumstances
如果我在保罗的那个情况之下就是他的那个当时的情况
and there were new believers converted in the city of Corinth
在哥林多城市呢有刚刚信主的人
I would have been tempted to say to them
我可能会对他们说
do not go to church
别去教会
Because that church in Corinth is horrible. They've got all kinds of trouble. Just stay away from them.
因为那个教会里面好多好多的问题，离他们远点吧。
But Paul believes so strongly in the local church.
但是保罗是非常的相信地方教会。
That in absolutely the worst church I can imagine, he still says, you need to be a part of that body.
是我能想到的这个哥林多教会能想到的最糟糕的教会但是保罗还是说你应该成为那个身体的一部这个教会的一部分
And then he writes to that church some pretty strong words
然后他给那个教会写了挺严厉的书信
To say you need to grow up
说你们要成长要
But what he does not do is to encourage believers even in Corinth to isolate themselves from the local church
即使是对哥林多的教会他保罗没有说你就把自己跟这个教会分隔开吧你就隔绝
I have had to give up some of my bias.
我必须要放弃我的一些成见。
And confess that I was wrong.
我要承认我错了。
But I was very much opposed as churches began to do online worship before COVID, back, you know, 10 years ago.
在十年之前，在这个疫情开始之前，我是非常反对就是教会的这个敬拜在网上来做。
As I say, I was wrong.
但是我刚才说我错了。
And I realized that God was using technology to do some things that are very valuable.
我也神是用这个现代的科技去做一些很有价值的事情。
But the reason I was concerned,
但是我之所以关切这一点，
and the part of my concern that I still think is valid is this.
我仍然认为我这样的这个关切，我所在意的这个是。是这样的，的确是有问题的。
It can encourage a mindset.
它会这样的一个网上人会鼓励大家有一个有个想法。
I watch the worship.
就是他的，因为他在网上看的时候，我就观看。
Rather than becoming part of the worship.
而不是成为这个敬拜的一部分。
And the other is.
另外一方面就是。
That it can isolate me to where.If I'm not really enjoying this church, it's okay. I just, you know, look for another.
它可以让你隔绝你，比如说，我不在网上，我不喜欢这个教会，那我可以跳到那个，再跳到那个。
I met someone and they said, "Oh, I really enjoy the worship at your church." At they were talking about Hope Sound.
有一个人就说，哦，我真的是很享受，他讲到那 Hope Sound 的教会的那个敬拜。
They said, "I listen every Sunday."
说我每个星期天我都听。
Well, that's nice. I said, you feel like this is your church.
我说那你就觉得这是你的教会吗？
And he said, oh yes, I have five that I listen to every Sunday.
他说我有五个教会，我每个星期天都听五个教会。
Now I admire the zeal and the desire.
我真的是很敬佩他们的这个心愿跟他们的热情。
But I do feel that there is a danger of worship becoming sort of a smorgasbord.
我就
buffet
就是这个敬拜呢就变成了一个自助餐
where you know you go through the line
你到自助餐你就要等着这个等着
the garlic chicken doesn't look good I'll skip that
你说这个蒜大蒜鸡这个不太好我就不吃这个了
give me a double serving of the sashimi
给我两个这个苏喜这个
I'll pass on the noodle you know
然后我就一路吃这个吃那个
we needA commitment to a local church.
我们需要对地方教会的委身。
Now I've come to realize the great blessing for those who cannot get that online worship offers, and so I have withdrawn some of my concerns.
所以呢，有些人他是没有办法，他不能实体的聚会，那我也能够觉，那对他们是一个祝福。所以我对那方面我收回一些意见成见吧。
But I still think there is a danger.
但是我仍然认为这是危险的。
We are made to grow as a body of believers.
因为我们被造，我们是要作为一个身体来成长的。
The body of believers.
就是。
And our corporate prayer is part of that.
我们这个集体的一个祷告就是其中的一部分。
So corporate prayer is not simply 20 people in this room all praying at the same time.
这个集体的祷告不是。在一个房间里有二十个人，大家都同时祷告。
It is 20 people in this room praying as a body.
而是这二十个人作为一个身体一起祷，作为一个身体祷告。
We are carrying one another's burdens.
我们真的是背负彼此的这个重担。
We are caring for one another in our prayer.
在我们的祷告中，我们彼此扶助。
And so as we hear the prayer request.
所以当我们听到这个祷告的这个要求就是祷告的请求的时候
We are hearing the hurts
我们听到这个
of our fellow believers.
我们听到这个同伴的别的基督徒他们的伤害
And we are sharing in those hurts
我们也在这种伤害中彼此分享
We are realizing that what burden one person is carrying we are all carrying
就是我们知道有一个人所背负的重担，别的人也一起背负。
And corporate prayer is one of the times that emphasizes that.
所以一个集体的祷告就是在那个时候来强调这一点。
We are sharing in one another's joys.
我们也分享彼此的喜乐。
When someone has praise, we are all sharing that.
当一个人有赞美的时候，我们都一起分享。
And so, corporate prayer, I think, becomes a crucial part of the service.
所以这个集体的祷告是其中一个很重要的部分。
It is, should not be a time where the rest of us just sort of go on autopilot.
不是祷告的时候，集体祷告的时候，有的人就把好像进行自动的一个驾驶似的。
And say, you know, he's up there praying.
说他在上面祷告。
We should become part of it.
我们应该成为其中的一部分。
I told you last week that some pastors are afraid to have very much scripture because the people, quote, get bored.
也上一次我讲到，有的牧师他们讲到的时候害怕讲很多的经文，因为他怕大家都觉得很枯燥无聊。
I was reading an article on worship.
我读到一个关于敬拜的一个文章。
And read about a church that no longer has any corporate prayer time. They have a short little prayer, you know, this pastor might pray right before his sermon, but that's it.
就是他们的牧师只在讲道之前有个很短的祷告，他们不再有一个集体的一个祷告。
And here was the pastor, the senior pastor's explanation.
这他们主任牧师的解释就是。
You can't keep people interested when their eyes are closed.
他说当大家的眼睛都闭起来的时候呢，你没有办法让大家都还好像有兴趣。
And I thought, what a pathetic view of God.
他说我想你对神这是一个多么这么一个好像一个很被动的很悲观的一个很冷漠的一个想法。
Because I think this is what he was saying.
这他想说的是
You can't keep people interested.
他想说哦，你没有办法让大家都好像有兴趣还活跃。
When all you are doing is taking them into the presence of the Almighty God of the universe.
你所能做的就是把他们带到这个宇宙的创造者这个全能的主面前。
And you are sharing with him the deepest hurts you have.
你在跟他分享你最深的伤害。
And this pastor has such a poor understanding of prayer that he thinks, no, I think what I have to say in this little sermon is much more interesting.
他这个牧师对神的这个理解是如此的可怜，以至于他想到说，我在这个我的这个讲道中所讲的比这个来到神面前更重要。
Prayer is important. Corporate prayer is important.
所以这个集体的祷告是很重要的。
How we pray corporately is important.
那我们如何在这个集体的祷告中来祷告也是很重要的。
I read recently a comment that convicted me greatly.
我最近读到一个讲论，对我有真的是让我很认同。
He was talking about personal prayer, but it also applies, I think, to corporate prayer.
他讲到这个个人的祷告，也我想也应用在这个集体的祷告，也适用于集体的祷告。
Here is the quote, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
这个他的这个是这么讲的，我想之后我想问大家一个问题。
The quote is this from J.I. Packer.
这是那个巴克说的。
Your prayers reveal your view of God.
你的祷告就显示了你对神的看法。
What you say in your prayer.
你在祷告中所祷告的
shows what your image of God is.
就显示了你对神是如何看的，你的心目中神的形象是怎么样的。
Now this is not fair because I did not warn you in advance so you could make sure you prayed carefully.
我没有这个有点不太公平，因为我没有先告诉你们，所以你们祷告要小心。
But if you can remember the last prayer that you prayed.
如果你记不记得你上次的祷告。
And if you say it's been a few weeks, so I can't remember, we need to have a different conversation.
如果你说哦，那个上次祷告几个星期以前了，那大概我们需要有一个不同的要跟你见面了。
But if you can remember the last prayer you prayed.
如果你记得你上一次的祷告。
If someone were listening to it who did not know your God.
You are God or you know God.
No, if someone who was not a believer was listening to your prayer.
如果有一个不信主的人在听到你的祷告。
What kind of God would they think you were praying to?
他们觉得你是向一位什么样的神来祷告呢?
Think of your prayer. What does it say about your view of God?
那就是你的祷告就是展示了你对神有一个什么样的一个 看法，一个印象呢。
In other words,
换句话说
，I have heard prayers.
我听到有的祷告是。
That I think a listener would have thought, okay, their God is a God who needs to be very impressed.
那我听到他们祷告就有的，可能有的人就会想哦，他们的这个神啊，可能是很需要别人不断的，就是你打动他，你要感动他，你要让他印象深刻。
I don't think you can even bother to try to translate.
I did found last night, tried to find it.
Okay. But Charles Spurgeon had a college for ministers.
斯布森呢有一个学生呢在他那里就是学习要准备去做这个牧师。
And he said that at a chapel service,
他在一个就是敬礼拜的时候
one of the students stood up to pray and he began like this.
有一个学生开始站起来祷告，他祷告是这样的。
O thou that art enfeatured with an auriferous zodiac.
我看了昨天晚上我查了一下这个字啊，就说我们你是这位在黄金福袋道上的一位创造者什么的。
His view of God.
他对神的这个看法。
Was either that he was a God who needed to be impressed.
既不是说神需要一个你好像。你要说一些很大的事情，或者
prayer was that he was praying to the audience more than he was praying to God.
或者这个学生的祷告，他更多的是他的祷告是对着这个听众，而不是对着神的。
Perhaps more common.
或者更普遍的就是。
Sometimes I think our prayers show that we think of God as sort of a cosmic Coke machine.
我们觉得神是一个宇宙的一个大大的这个一个可乐机。可口可乐机。
We put in our prayer.
我们把我们的祷告放进去。
And then we take out our miracle.
然后呢，我们就把我们祷告好，然后我们就收到我们的这个神迹。
God is sort of our personal servant.
神好像就是我们个人的仆役。
Dear God.
亲爱的神。
Here's what I need you to do today.
今天是我需要你做的这一切的任务啊。
I'll be back tomorrow.
明天我再回来。
That part we say.Amen.
最后说完了说 Amen.
But it means I'll be back tomorrow.
这个意思说我明天再来向你要。
Because our prayer is consumed with.
因为我们的祷告是唯一关注的。
Our request.
就是我们的要求，我们的请求。
Now we can go to the other extreme.
我们也可以到另外一个极端。
With prayer that seems to feel that he isn't interested at all.
到另外一个极端就是说好像神对我们的需求就完全的不在意。
But our prayer does, it seems to me, show something of how we view God.
我们的祷告真的就是其实显示了我们是如何来看待神的。
And so in our prayer, especially corporate prayer,
所以这个特别的这个就是集体的祷告。
Jesus' disciples said something that I think is very helpful.
耶稣的门徒说了一些我觉得很有就是说很有必要的一些。对他的门徒说很有必要。
When he said, "Teach us."
当他的门徒说，求你教导我们如何祷告。
I've heard preachers who said, "Oh, you don't need to learn to pray. You're just talking to God, just like your parents. No one gives you a lesson on how to talk to your mom and dad."
有的讲道的人就说，你不需要别人教导你怎么祷告，就像你对你父母说话。你就去跟神祷告，那没有人会教你怎么向你的爸爸妈妈说话。
But Jesus' disciples knew, you know what? We need a lesson in how to pray.
但是主耶稣的门徒是觉得说，我们需要一个如何祷告的一课。
And so he gave them a lesson.
所以呢，耶稣就给了他们一课，就教他们。
A lesson in here is how to talk to your heavenly Father.
这个就是教导他们说，这是如何向你。天上的父来祷告的。
We've gone through this prayer before, and so I'm not going to spend time on this.
我们以前讲过这个主祷文，所以我今天也不会再讲。
But it gives us a good model, not the exact words to be prayed every time, but a model for what should be in our prayer.
它其实是一个范本，它不是说你每次都要祷告这样的词，而是说这个范本教导你该祷告哪些内容。
The worship and adoration.
比如首先是。这个敬拜赞美
As he begins, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, sacred, glorious be your name.
他说我们在天上的父愿人都尊你的名为圣
Our prayer needs to include that kind of adoration.
所以我们的祷告应该包括那样子的赞美和敬拜。
I was meeting with a group of men a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about prayer.
两个星期以前，我跟一群弟兄相遇，我们就在讲到祷告。
And one of the men is very honest about the struggle in this part of prayer.
所以有一个人他就很敞开说他在这方面的这个挣扎，就是在这个敬拜。
We were talking about the fact that we need to do more than simply give God a list of what we need Him to do.
因为我们讲到说我们在神面前不是就给神一个清单，就是告诉神该要做什么。
And he said, I find that even the adoration becomes part of the request.
他说我发现呢就是这个赞美呢也变成了这个要求的一部分。
Because he said, I end up praying something like this.
因为我最后祷告是这样的。
God, you are powerful and mighty.
说神啊你是大有能力的你是伟大的。
I know you are powerful enough to take care of this problem.
我知道你这么有能力所以你可以来解决这个问题。
And he said, soon I discovered that my adoration has become...request.
所以我就发现即使是我的这个赞美也变成了一个我向神要东西的这样一个方式。
I don't know if I gave the right response or not.
我不确定这个回应是不是对但是我对他说对的回应。
The response to him was, that's okay.
我对他的回应是说没关系。
Because we're conversing with our father.
因为呢我们在跟我们的爸爸在
交谈。And he wants to hear our heart. So, I don't think we need a rigid, this is adoration only.
所以我不是觉得说你们要有个非常刻板的这一块就一定就是这个赞美。
But there needs to be
敬慕
that time in our personal prayer, but also in our corporate prayer, our worship prayer.
所以在我们的这个集体的祷告或者在我们敬拜的祷告中
,adoration of who God is.
对神的一个敬慕对神的一个赞美就是神是谁。
And I think this isMaybe the area that we most often cut shortchange.
就是其实这一方面我们是最容易略过去的就是或者弄得很短。
And it seems to me here that adoration in Jesus' prayer is different than the thanksgiving of saying, thank you for what you did.
所以我觉得在主耶稣教导的这个主导文里面他的这个敬拜呢他的这个赞美跟就是因为神做了什么给的感谢是不同的。
It is worshiping and adoring who he is.
是崇拜是敬拜他就因为他是谁而来的这种敬拜。
The Psalms make a distinction there that I think is very helpful in our prayers.
但是在诗篇里面他把这个两边区分得很清楚对我们是很有帮助的。
Thanksgiving says, thank you for what you did for me.
那个感谢是说神啊感谢你为我所做的。
And the Psalms do that.
这个诗篇里是这样做的。
But they also worship and adore him apart from anything that he does.
除了他就是除开他所做的这一切之外，他就是因为神本身，因为神是谁，对他的一个感谢、敬拜和赞美。
This morning I read in Psalm 107.
今天早晨呢我在读诗篇一百零七篇。
And he says this, Oh that men would praise the Lord for his goodness.
Can you tell me the word?
I think it's 107:8.
第八节说但愿人因耶和华的慈爱都称赞他。
His goodness, that's who he is.
神的慈爱神的美善那就是神。
And for his wonderful works to the children of men. That's what he does.
还有就是说和他向人所行的奇事那是神所做的。
The adoration in our time of prayer.
在我们对神的这个赞美对他的爱慕敬拜中。
Says God, you are an amazing God.
你说神啊你是奇就是奇妙的神。
Not simply for what you do for me, but you are amazing regardless.
不是说单单说因为你为我所做的而是不管这一切怎么样你是奇妙的神。
When we talked a few weeks ago, months ago now, about seeing God and who he is.
那个一个月以前呢我们讲到说我们看到神是怎样的神。
I said to you that one of the most important things in our spiritual work.
我讲到说在我们属灵成长的一个很重要的事情一方面就是
is to truly understand who God is.
就是真正的明白晓得神是谁。
A while back, someone said to me that they left their church.
就是有一阵之前有人告诉我，发信息告诉我说他们离开教会。
And I did not know their church.
我不知道他们去了什么教会。
I said, why did you leave?
我就问他们，你为什么要离开呢？
And they said, I got tired of every Sunday hearing a list of what to do.
他说我有点就是厌倦了，在每个星期天呢，就告诉我说你一堆的清单，你要做这个做那个。
But never ever hearing.
但是从来没有听到过。
What God has already done.
神已经行了什么样，做了什么。
A kind of religion that is based on my ability to be strong enough to do what I need to do.
就是他的这个相信那个教会里面好像有点传导，就是说我要多强壮，就在于我的能力去做成什么。
Instead,
而不是
a kind of confident.
而是有这种确信。
That says God has already done all of this.
而且有一种确信说神已经都做了这一切。
And now I get to be a part of that.
我现在有机会成为其中的一部分，神所行的事的一部分。
This week I have been studying some about on a different aspect of prayer.
这个星期我在学习关于祷告的，就是另外的一个方面学习。
And studying prayer always leaves me a little depressed.
你知道吗？当我去研究学习关于祷告的事情，最后总是让我挺低沉的。
Because I am not a good prayer.
因为我本身不是一个很好的祷告的人设。
I feel much better equipped.To read the Bible and study it. That part is easier for me.
就是我觉得我去读圣经然后学习圣经这个对我来讲更我更擅长也更容易。
But when it comes to prayer, I feel like a first grader.
但是讲到祷告的时候我就感觉到我是小学的一年级的学生。
Who is enrolled for the fifth time in first grade. So all the other students are bigger than me and I'm still sitting there.
我就觉得说我好像在一年级已经学习了五次留级五次了然后别人都已经上去了我还在一年级。
And so as I study about prayer, I always end up feeling a little depressed.
所以每次我学习完这个祷告之后我都有点压抑。
PhD in Bible and a failing first grade in prayer. Feels out of balance.
你在那个，我是这个圣经学方面的博士，但是在祷告中却是一年级，这感觉好像有点太不平衡了。
But as I was thinking about it this week,
但是当我这个星期来想的时候，思想的时候
，I remembered in Romans 8,
我就想起来罗马书第八章
，where Paul says,
保罗说
，the Spirit Himself, the Holy Spirit,
就是圣灵他自己。
Intercedes for us.
就是为我们来祷告。
When we cannot pray, we don't know what to say.
就是当我们不晓得当怎样祷告，圣灵。
He takes our groans.
圣灵用说不出来的叹息，神把我们心里的那种叹息那种，然后把那种叹息。
And the image I walked away with was this.
So, I finished studying my mind's image.
The Holy Spirit looking at Jesus.
圣灵看着耶稣
And saying, "Is he one of yours?"
就说这是你的吗
Yeah.
耶稣说是
He's put his faith in me.
他把他的信心建立在我身上，他是我的，他是属于我的。
That's a pretty lousy prayer.
那是一个差劲的祷告。
He's not very good at it.
他可不擅长祷告不好。
But then turning to the Father.
但是当他把那个祷告带到神面前的时候。
And saying, here's what he was trying to say.
告诉父神说，这个是他其实他想要说的。
And that encouraged.
那对我来讲是一个鼓励。
That if I never get out of first grade.
如果我一直待在一年级。
The Holy Spirit is going to keep coming back.
然后圣灵就会不断的回来。
Saying,
说
that lousy prayer, that
那个差劲糟糕的祷告的人又祷告了。
He's not a bit better than he was yesterday, but here's what he has to say.
他没有比昨天更好，但是他心里真正想说的是这样的。
It's not all on us.
不是完全在于我们。
Even the praying is not all on us.
其实这个祷告也不完全在于我们。
So that means,
所以那就意味着
the reason the adoration is so important.
所以呢，这个敬拜，这个对神的爱慕、赞美是如此的重要。
The more I can see who He is and how wonderful He is,
我越知道神是谁，神有多么的奇妙。
The more confidence I can have,
我就
as I pray.
所以我祷告的时候就越有确信。
Because now it's not on me.
所以现在呢，这个重担不是在于我个人。
I am praying to a God far above what I imagine.
我是在向一位我能比我所能想象的更伟大、更高远的这样的一位神来祷告。
Over and over in the Psalms,
在诗篇里不断的。
David does this.
大卫是这样子来做的。
Nehemiah does this.
尼希米也是这样做的。
They go to God,
说到神面前,
and they say, God, you are a great God.
说神啊，你是一位伟大的神。
They talk, they adore him, they honor who he is.
他们尊荣他，他们真的是来敬拜他，敬拜他是谁。
And then they say,
然后他们接着说,
and I'm in big trouble.
现在我可是有大麻烦。
And I really need help.
我真的需要帮助。
I've come to realize that this is what they are not doing this.
他们没有做的事。
They are not doing like a little kid.
他们没有像个小孩子这样。
Or a young man.
或者像个年轻人。
Who goes to their father.
到他们爸爸面前来说。
And they say, Dad.
说爸爸。
You are a wonderful father.
你是一个很棒的爸爸。
You have the strength to take care of every need I have.
你有这个能力来照看我所有的需要。
And right now I need $10.
现在我需要10块钱。
Your sons are catching some lessons.
你的儿子已经学到这个功课了。
That's how you do.
那是如何你做的事。
But if you use my idea,
如果你用我的观点。
Give me $2.
如果你用我的办法向你爸爸要10块钱，你得给我2块钱。
So ask me for 12.
所以现在我就跟你爸爸要12块钱。我拿2块，你拿10块。
You're welcome. I want Sunday school to be practical.
我知道那个主日学是很实际的。
Yes, you go to church once, but now you only get 9.
你再给教会奉献1块钱。
That's not what David and Nehemiah are doing.
那不是那个尼希米和大卫所做的。
I think what they are doing.
他们所做的是
is they are reminding themselves,
他们在提醒自己
this is the great God I'm getting ready to approach with my request.
这是要他们在提醒自己我要去祷告是这如此伟大的一位神
I need confidence
我需要这种信心这种确据
that my problem is not too big for him
我的问题对他来讲麻烦对他来讲不是太大
Nehemiah is getting ready to goTo the ruler of the Persian Empire.
尼希米要进到这个波斯的王面前。
A man who doesn't care one thing about God.
这个波斯王可是对神一点都不在意。
A man who can have him killed in an instant if he makes him unhappy.
如果他让这个王不高兴，这个王可以马上下令杀掉他。
And he's getting ready to make a big request.
然后他现在要准备好要去做一个很大的请求。
I think Nehemiah needs to remind himself.
所以我觉得尼希米在那一刻他需要提醒自己。
The God I am praying to.
神啊，我所祷告的是哪怎样的一位神
？Far greater than this ruler.
我所祷告的这位神比这个波斯王要大很多。
Adoration in our prayer.
所以在我们祷告中的这个
Remind us.
这个爱这个敬慕是提醒我们自己，我们是在向谁祷告？
He shows us to pray with submission.
他向我们显示，我们祷告的时候也带着就是主导文里边也带着一个顺服的心来祷告。
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
As we come, we are saying God.
所以当我们来到的时候，我们说神呢。
I submit to you.
我向你降服，我向你顺服。
In our corporate prayer.
在我们集体的祷告中。
In our church, in many churches.Prayer comes just before the sermon.
在很多祷告，在很多教会，在我们教会中，祷告就在讲道之前。
And I think that's important because part of that prayer is saying.
我觉得也很重要，因为其中的有一部分的祷告就是说。
God,
神啊,
we're going to hear from you this morning.
今天早晨我们要听到你说话。
And before we hear,
在我们听到你说话之前,
we're committed.
我们首先就是委身,
we're going to obey.
我们首先要决定就是要向你承诺,
we may like what we hear, and it'll be easy to obey. If so, we're going to obey. 我们要听话，我们要顺服。
如果可能我们会喜欢我们听到的，所以说我们要顺服。
And God,
说神啊,
we may not like what we hear. It may be difficult.
我们或者听到了我们可能比较困难。
It may challenge us in some area that is uncomfortable.
或者是在某些方面对我们是个挑战，让我们不舒服。 但是我们还是要敬拜，我们还是要顺服，所以我们就是对神有一个顺服的态度。
Then Jesus says in this prayer, and this applies to corporate prayer, bring your petitions.
再下一个就是把你的请求带到神面前。
One of the things I think is very valuable in our corporate prayer.
所以在我们的集体的这个敬拜中，我觉得很有价值、很重要的一件事就是。
Is hearing the needs of our fellow believers.
就是听到别的基督徒的他们的需要。
And lifting them together.
把他们的请求一起带到神面前。
How many of you have gone through a time where it was really hard to pray, but it just felt hopeless to pray for?
然后有多少人在你的生命中有一个情境，你觉得非常的低。 就是你觉得很困难，你甚至觉得都没有力气祷告，你觉得没有盼望去祷告。
A few of you have.
有些人有。
And the rest of you will.
那剩下的人你也会经历，你也会有。
Sometimes.
有的时候，祷告是很艰难的。
And we just don't have the strength and faith to pray in the area that we need help.
就在我们所需要。 帮助的方面，我们就是没有这个能力，有这个愿望去祷告，就是我们很低落。And
one of the incredible privileges of corporate prayer.
所以呢，这个集体的祷告中间一个很重要的一个方面，就是一个权益，就是我感觉我没有办法祷告。You
can know people around.
但是我知道我周围的人， 他们在祷告。
That my need has become their need.
我的需要成为大家的需要。And
we are sharing that together.
我们共同来分享这个重担。After
her confession,
然后下边就是认罪。Prayer
for guidance, and then the prayer ends with praise.
然后呢，再下边就是一个请求这个引导的祷告，和最后就是赞美的祷告。
All of this is giving us a pattern for how we pray as individuals, but also as a body.
所以这个就是一个个人祷告的一个典范，也是一个集体祷告的典范。The
other place I encourage for prayer as a corporate body.
所以作为一个集体、一个身体的一个祷告，我所。Is
praying scripture.
就是鼓励你们要说，就是祷告。Taking
the Psalms and making those a prayer.
就是去祷告，就是圣经经文，让那些比如从诗篇里边找出来，成为你祷告词的一部分。
For us as worshippers.
作为我们敬拜的人。
Here's what I want to encourage you.
我想鼓励大家的是。
I find it is very easy when the worship leader is prayer.
我发现就是，如果这个带领祷告的人。 对我们这样是比较容易的，就是很容易的是。
For it to become not that the worship leader is leading prayer, but that the worship leader is praying while the rest of us wait.
很容易变成一种情形，就是那个带领敬拜人他在祷告，那下边的人呢就是在等着。
He is praying, he or she is to lead us.
他在带领我们，就是一起进入祷告之中。
The worship leader is not performing for us.
这个带领敬拜的人，他不是在表演。
He is not praying to us.
也不是在对我们祷告，在向我们祷告。
Leading us.
他是带领我们，是在祷告中带领我们进到神面前。
Last week I encouraged you as you listened to the scripture and the sermon.
所以，上个星期呢，如果你听了那个主日学，那我鼓励大家的是
，to be an active listener，
成为一个积极主动的倾听者。
What does this scripture say to me？
这个圣经这个经文对我说了什么？
What is God saying to me through this scripture?
神通过这个经文对我说什么？
How am I supposed to change in response to this sermon?
因为这个讲道，那我应该在哪方面，我应该有什么改变？
Let me encourage you to do the same now with prayer.
是，我现在呢也请求大家也对于祷告也做同样的事情。
Whether it is that you pray along with the leader,
不管是你跟这个带领敬拜的人、带领祷告的人一起祷告，
or whether you allow his words to become your words,
或者是让他的祷告词也成为你的祷告，
you become active in the prayer.
所以呢，你在祷告中呢，你也是积极主动的。
I told you that when we say Amen,
当我们说 Amen 的时候，
we are saying that is true for me.
我们所说的是对我那个也是真实的。
And so that's what we're doing in corporate prayer.
所以那个是在我们集体的敬拜中祷告的要做的。
That what that leader is praying, we are saying yes, that's true for me.
所以那个祷告就是那个带领祷告人所说的对我也是真实的。
Let me look at one more part of this worship service.
所以我们再看敬拜的下一个部分，再看一个部分。
And that is the offering.
就是讲到奉献。
And I wasn't sure what I was going to do with this.
我不知道我这部分该怎么讲怎么做。
And so last week's announcement that we are going back to taking the offering came at a very good time for me.
所以呢，上个星期决定以后还是要奉献，对我来讲是一个很好的一个。
Because otherwise I wasn't sure what to do here.
所以我就要不然我就不知道该怎么做了。
If I ask you what is the purpose, and since I've already put the PowerPoint up, it kind of gives the answer before the question.
我已经把 PowerPoint 放出来。
What's the purpose of the offering? What is your answer?
所以那你这个。
If you didn't have this PowerPoint.
如果假如你看不到这个。
Pardon?You can't read it anyway.
所以你那个奉献的
person, what is your
answer? 奉献的目的是什么？
Giving 10% to the church is to help the church, but also that window of heaven to be open.
Okay.
那个实际奉献就是说，一个是帮助教会，另外一个呢，就是说让天上窗户也对我打开，这是彼查德弟兄的。
Let me ask it differently to take the pressure off you.
让我问一个不同方向的问题，这样你们不会有压力。
Would you agree that most people think that the purpose of the offering is to pay the bills of the church?
多少是不是有多少人想象就是说，这个奉献的目的就是要付教会的这一切所需要的花费，这一切的账单。
I think that's what many people think is the purpose.
所以呢，大多数人，我想那是大多数人都是认为这个是收奉献的目的。
And part of that, honestly, is our fault as leaders.
其实那部分也是我们作为这个教导的人带领的人的一个
Because that's sometimes how it can come across, right?
因为那个有的时候
We need you to give because we have a budget and we did.
然后我们就的确是因为我们有个预算呢，我们需要大家来奉献的，因为我们你看这些教会的这些都需要有花费的。
But the purpose of the offering
但是这个奉献的目的
is an expression of worship.
其实是一个敬拜的表现。
It is part of our way of participating in worship.
是我们参与敬拜的一种方式。
There is no biblical mandate that says pass plates.
在圣经上没有一个很明确的一个，只是说哦，你要这个传奉献的盘子或者奉献的袋子。
And so I am not going to stand up here and teach that, you know, the Bible says we have to pass plates.
所以我不会在这儿教导说圣经上说你们要传这个奉献袋。
I do think there is something valuable in the physical connection of I am participating in this aspect.
我觉得在这个就是因为你有这个具体的有形的这种表现说你传这个奉献袋我在参与奉献的确是有它的意义。这个我是有这个肯定这个的。
I told you earlier that in the early church,
我以前讲过在初期教会
the offering taking had a very direct connection with this idea of worship.
这个当时收奉献跟这个敬拜有一个非常直接的关联。
Very often people did not bring money, they brought food, they brought items.
通常那个时候的大家不是那个奉献不是带着带过来钱，而是带来食物，带来东西。
And then what was brought was immediately taken to meet the needs that these offerings were intended to meet.
所以他们带来这些奉献呢，那就马上就会分发给那些有需要的人。
And I think that was very valuable in giving people a sense.
那个非常有重要，也很有价值，就是给人们一种感觉。
This is what the offering is doing.
你的这个奉献是在做什么？
The last couple months I've been studying 2 Corinthians.
这过去几个月我在学习哥林多后书。
And I am amazed at how much of this book is devoted, how important in this book much emphasis Paul puts on an offering that he is taking.
你知道这个保罗里面讲到了这个哥林多教会他们讲到这个奉献的这个重要。
When I come, I want you to already have this offering collected.
保罗说当我到的时候我希望你们这个奉献你们所承纳的捐献已经都做好了。
To help the believers who are suffering in Jerusalem.
然后我就把这个奉献呢带到在耶路撒冷这些受苦的。
And he has every detail worked out.
然后保罗已经把这个细节全都给列出来该怎么做。说谁去取这个拿这个捐款。
They're to send at least one person with him as their representative.
然后从他们那个哥林多教会也要有一个人跟着他一起作为他们的代表。
For integrity to say yes, the offering went to.
因为这要表示那个。
It didn't go to Paul's pocket.
这个清白证据说这个钱的确是给了耶路撒冷教会，而不是进了保罗的钱包。
And
啊，还有
for ownership.
也是一个，就是你自己说。
When this offering is given to them in Jerusalem.
就是归属感，就是说当他们给耶路撒冷教会的时候。
Here's the man from Corinth.
你看，这是从哥林多教会来的，哥林多教会是给奉献的那个。
Here's the man from Philippi.
这个奉献是从那个腓立比教会来的，他们要拥有，就是这个奉献是他们做的。
So I'm studying reading this and.
所以在我读的时候，我就想到。
Why do we end up with a big chunk of the Bible about how to take an offering?
所以这个圣经里怎么有一大部分在讲如何来收奉献，讲到奉献的问题。
It's the same reason we get a big chunk of the Bible about how to read the Bible and a big chunk about how to pray and about how to do this and this. It's part of worship.
这就是为什么圣经里面有一部分讲到如何来读圣经，如何来祷告，如何，这都是奉献的一部分。
And God is teaching us, here is how you do it.
神就教导我们，这是我们如何来做。
Quickly, some things about what we believe about giving.
所以我们对于奉献，我们如何来想呢？
Number one,
第一，奉献。
Our giving, worshipful giving.
我们出于这个敬拜的奉献。
Giving as worship is motivated by grace, not fear.
就是我们出于这个敬拜的这个奉献呢，是出于恩典，而不是惧怕，而不是恐惧。
Paul writes and he says.I want you to take this offering.
保罗说我要你们就是去收集
这个捐款。I'm going to take it to the church at Jerusalem because they need help.
我会把他们带到耶路撒冷教会，因为他们需要这个帮助。
And he doesn't end with either a threat.
他没有结束的时候是用一个威吓威胁。
Now someday you may need help, so you better give in this offering. He doesn't do that.
他没有说也许有一天呢你们也需要帮助，所以你们现在最好就是奉献。他没有威吓他们。他也没有说。
As I'm sorry to say, I've heard some church offerings in with something like this.
他也没有说，我很对不起啊，我听到这个教会的奉献，最后呢是这样做了，就是被滥用了。
If you don't give in this offering, we're not going to have money to spread the gospel, and people are going to die without the gospel because you didn't give.
哦，他没有，他不是这个这样，他也没有这样说。说，你看，我很难过啊。因为呢，那个教会呢，有人死了，有人没有得到帮助，就是因为你们这些人没有给奉献，他也没有这样的气，让他们觉得很罪疚感来收奉献，他没有用这个罪疚感来操纵他们来奉献。
He ends like this.
他最后结束的时候是这么说的。
Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift.
感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
God has given me more than I could even.Express.
神给我的超过我所能表达的，神给我的。
It should be easy.
应该是很容易去给神。
I think we've lost this because our culture has changed so much.
我们之所以撕掉这一点，因为这个文化变迁了很多，改变了很多。
But do you know why groups like the Salvation Army started doing their campaigns around the Christmas season?
你知道为什么在救世军他们要就是在那个圣诞节左右那个时期，他们就出来就是来收集，就是让大家奉献吗
？They didn't pick that time at random.
他们之所以在那个在圣诞节，而不是在别的时间，不是随机的。
It's Second Corinthians.
其实这是来自于哥林多后。
At Christmas,
在圣诞节期间
，They said this is the time when we are celebrating the gift of God's Son.The inexpressible gift.
因为在圣诞节期间是我们在庆祝神的儿子是说不尽的恩赐是神给我们的恩典
And so everybody ought to be thrilled and willing to give something to help others because we received such a gift. That's why they picked that time.
因为我们收到了这样子一个这么大的恩典这么大的礼物所以每个人都应该很高兴也挺兴奋的要分享你的礼物要跟分享给别人，所以他们是选这个圣诞节这个时期。
If our offering is worship, it will come from a willing heart. It won't be begrudging.
如果这个奉献是出自敬拜，那应该是出于一个就充满恩典的心，而不是说非常非常的吝啬，是慷慨的，而不是吝啬的。
Worshipful giving is motivated by love, not reward.
我们这个出于敬拜的这个奉献是出于爱，而不是说想要回报。
It's motivated by our love for God.
是出于我们对神的爱。
Paul writes in Corinthians again.
保罗在哥林多书信里边写道。
And he tells them that the Christians in Macedonia have already given in this offering.
他就讲到说马其顿教会的。基督徒已经在这方面已经做了他们的捐献。
And listen to how he says it.
他说他们怎么说的
？They gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us.
并且他说他们所做的就先把自己献给主，更造神的旨意又归附了我们。
In other words, the reason they were giving is because they loved God.
他们之所以给他们捐助，是因为他们爱神。
And that motivated them.To give.
那就激励他们去给。
When Jesus commends givers in the New Testament,
当耶稣真的是称赞这个新约中敬拜这些给的人的时候
，It's because their gift, like Mary pouring out the anointing.
比如说像玛利亚用打破香膏膏耶稣，他们的奉献。
Her gift is motivated by her love.
因为他的礼物他的奉献是出自于他对神
的爱 She is not expecting a reward.
他没有在期待任何的回报
She is not saying, if I pour out this cruse of oil, God will give me 10 back.
他没有说我把这个玉香这一香膏的滤瓶打破神会再给我十瓶香膏
As far as she knows, once it's poured out, it's gone.
据他来讲他这个香膏打破了就没有了
No reward.
没有回报，没有赏赐。
But she does it out of love.
她这样做是出于爱。
Giving is motivated by love for others.
这个爱呢，也出自于对别人的爱。这个奉献也出自于对别人的爱。
John says.
约翰说。
If anyone has the world's goods.
如果任何 James， 他说，如果你们有这个世上的需要。
Sees his brother in need.
看到他弟兄姐妹所需用的
and closes his heart to him,
但是却塞掉他怜悯的心
How does God's love abide in him?
那神的爱是如何在你的里边呢
Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed.
他说小子们啊让我们的爱不单单是在言语我们相爱不要是在言语和诚实上
He is saying our gifts.
他是说我们的奉献我们的捐助我们的礼是出自于我们对彼此的爱
As we see needs,
当我们看到需要的时候我们作为耶稣的基督的身体我们彼此分享彼此的需要
That becomes part of our membership in the body.
那就是我们在耶稣的基督里互为肢体所做的
Not obligation
不是一种责任，不是一种义务，而是一种喜乐。
The privilege of expressing love to God and expressing love to one another
是 向神表达我们的爱，向彼此表达我们爱的一种特权。
All right, we'll finish this up next week.
所以下个星期我们再分成。
And then we'll take an offering.
然后我们就收奉献。
That's right.
那我们一起祷告。
God, thank you for the privilege of being part of your body.
亲爱的主，真的是谢谢你，我们有这种权益可以成为你肢体的一部分。
Thank you that you have allowed us to become part of your family.
谢谢你让我们成为你家庭中的一员。
In our worship today.
在我们今天的敬拜中。
Would you speak to us?
求你对我们的心说话。
Would you give us hearts that are open to you?
在我们的心对你敞开。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.